And maybe it could be, you know, I'm not making this an official prediction or anything, but maybe Yaddle got expelled from the Jedi Order because she got a little freaky with somebody in power, and little baby popped out somewhere. You don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, droids and Jawas all alike, welcome to Fantasy TV. We are going to be talking about The Mandalorian Season 2, Chapter 13, The Jedi, and then get into our predictions for Chapter 14. So let's just get right into this dirty. We'll start off with Lucho here. The Gooch, you had probably your best performance so far this entire time. So you said that, and I gave you a half a point for this. So your first prediction was we were going to run into a major faction that was paid by the Imperials.
We
don't know. Yeah. So we don't know who exactly. Well, there was some weird like syndicate or whatever that was on Corvus. But the magistrate said that she like, or at least even Ahsoka said that they were specifically paid by the Imperials. Yeah. So you got that part right. So I gave you that. Mando beat down that faction, which you predicted, so you got 3 points for that. But you also said they wouldn't make it to Corvus.
No.
The Asian pilot or Dave Filoni would show up. They would run into the Death Watch. They did not. They talked about the high midichlorian counts. They did not. You did also have a season-long prediction that they would find a holocron and that the holocron would show the Jedi obliterating Mandalorians. Didn't happen this episode, but doesn't mean it can't happen.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season, because you've got three more episodes left, right? Mm-hmm. Oh,
I may just change that to one where like I mean they kind of told fucking you know well they haven't told him yet where it, they just told him that he was the Jedi are ancient enemies of the Mandalorian. So
that's what the armor said.
Yeah, yeah, that's that, and no, and so did the leader. Yeah, the magistrate. Said exactly the same thing. So
yeah.
Hopefully it does come to fruition, but I'm assuming that, you know, that kind of does maybe give me a quarter point or something somewhere later on.
if you get that, then yeah, you'll get your half a point. The Clint Riss, you said we'd get to Corvus. We did. So you got the 3 points there. You said Ahsoka would be in the episode. She was. So you got the 3 points there.
Yeah.
You also said that Mando would be trying to find Ahsoka, and I was hesitant to give points for this because we learned that in Chapter 11 when Bo-Katan was like, you got to go to Corvus to go find this Jedi. Like, that's been a plot point for the last couple episodes. You said
I kind of meant it like once he got to the planet, he would be looking for her. But it's really up to you guys on this one.
I would give him half a point because technically he was right.
The whole episode was going to be him getting to her. And he would find her at the end, but he fell under fairly early on. So
half points. And first 5 seconds of the episode, it's just white lightsabers going.
Yeah, crazy. Exactly. I was like, well, fuck, I lost there.
Okay.
I love that. Gooch. When I saw, I was like, oh, Gooch's not going to like that. But he's going to like whatever, it. You know what I mean?
The episode was a great episode, but it's like, I don't mind being wrong when all our wild predictions are awesome. So
when is that so good? Yeah. Clinton, you also said that when he finds her, she's going to educate him on the Jedi, which she didn't really do.
Yeah.
Say the Jedi? I don't think I said that. I said that she will give the information freely, whatever he asks for. Hmm. I don't think I said that she would tell him about the Jedi. I think Gooch was saying that.
No, I didn't say that. I just listened to
last week's episode recently, like today. I think I said when he finds her, she'll give the information freely instead of like, you know how like Bo-Katan sort of held the information hostage to have him something? I meant like she would just tell him what she wanted to know. If you guys want to have a point, it's no problem. But that's
either way, we're both wrong because she told him like, I'll help me and then I'll help you. So... She did the same thing.
She wanted to help. She said, "I'll help me if, and I'll train him."
Yeah.
She didn't make him help him for information though.
Oh,
right.
I guess.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
I'll do a halvesies.
Half point. Yeah, half point's good. Yeah, it's got points good.
And then you also said that Ahsoka would recognize the species, which she did. So you got 3 points there.
I think I should get half points, though, Devo, because I think my whole pick was she would recognize the species, but she wouldn't know him. And she did. So I think I should only get half points there.
So, okay, I could do that. So she recognized the species because she's familiar with the species.
Yeah.
So she didn't know him particularly, but, like, she was, like, because she was able to communicate with him through the Force, she was like, oh, your name is Grogu.
Oh, you think so? I thought she just knew what his name was.
She said specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were because
she's like, she's like, Grogu and I were, we communicated. Yeah. Because she's like, yeah, Grogu and I communicated through the Force.
Yeah.
And that's when Din was like, Grogu. And then the alien was like, huh? You know my name now?
Yeah.
So, like, dude, Clint, you got points on every prediction you got that you made. So for me, I swung for the fences here. I went fucking nuts. I got some interesting stuff and points where I thought I wouldn't. So, I said we'd arrive on Corvus, which we did. I thought there'd be some giant, crazy Gorax monster, which there was not. I thought that Commander Rex would be present. He was not. I thought that Agent Kellis would be present. He was not. I thought that Ezra Bridger would have been mentioned. He was not. I thought that Ahsoka Tano was going to be a hologram. She was not. I thought that he would learn what happened to the Jedi. She mentioned Order 66, but she didn't mention, like, the Jedi were wiped out.
Yeah, it was pretty ambiguous.
Half points for that Devo, though, because she did talk. She did, like, mention it as briefly as the narrative, the story allowed. I think you should get half points personally.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm already marking one of my season estimates predictions as a falsity because I did say that Ahsoka Tano would be dead throughout the entire season, which she obviously is not, unless something happens and she dies, and maybe that's a half point later on down the road. But two that I am. Two that I'm very, very proud of here. So first, I did say that Thrawn and the Chimera would be mentioned. I gave myself a half a point because I did specifically say Thrawn and the Chimera.
Yeah.
But she only mentioned Grand Admiral Thrawn. Yeah. And she was asking who Devo, he was.
I have to advocate for full points just because that pick was so out of left field.
Yeah, I did not believe it either. Yeah. I think you should get the 3 points.
If you would have gotten the Thrawn and what else did you say?
The Chimera, his Star Destroyer.
If you would have, if both that would have happened, I would have advocated for extra points. But since they didn't mention the Chimera, I'm still advocating for full points.
See, the way I see it, Devo, is that it's like when you talk about Darth Vader and the Executioner, they're kind of one of the same. So is Grand Admiral Thrawn and the Chimera.
Fair enough.
So that's how I see it.
All right. And then I also said that Yoda was going to get mentioned. And fucking Ahsoka Tano straight name dropped that fool. So there we go.
But Devo, correct me. You're going to have to explain this to me. Ahsoka, she said, I only knew one of the species. So I'm guessing she didn't know who Yaddle was?
Yes. So I've been looking up on YouTube and on Reddit and, like, trying to get the lowdown here. So apparently what has happened is because we only see Yaddle in The Phantom Menace, then she's gone after that, right?
She must have died.
She comes up in like, apparently the only other instance of Yaddle is in a comic where Anakin is at some place and he's having, like, this hallucination where he's fighting all these Force ghosts of past Jedi, and Yaddle's one of those ghosts. So she's obviously kicked the bucket. But we don't know what happened to her Attack of the Clones. We don't know what happened to her Revenge of the Sith. Maybe she died before Order 66. Maybe she's a part of Order 66. We don't know. So it's possible that when Ahsoka Tano got to the Jedi Temple and she started getting trained, Yaddle just wasn't in the picture. And maybe it could be, you know, I'm not making this an official prediction or anything, but maybe Yaddle got expelled from the Jedi Order because she got a little freaky with somebody in power and a little baby popped out somewhere. You don't know.
Devo, I just think it's kind of... That's a super scalding hot take right there.
that would not be accurate at all.
No, it says
happened.
Right here off of the what is it? The Star Wars fandoms. It's the what is it? The Wikipedia. Yeah.
Wikipedia. That's the Bible.
Yaddle made the only choice she could, and she made it freely. Obi-Wan Kenobi to Anakin Skywalker after Yaddle's death. So somewhere she died. Croak. Yeah, shit. It says here, in 26 BBY, Yaddle was sent to Mawan along with Obi-Wan Kenobi with his Padawan, Anakin Skywalker. Their mission was to try to restore peace to the lawless planet. However, Yaddle sacrificed her life for those of the people of Mawan by using the Force to absorb a bioweapon. Oh, damn. Released by the Granta Omega, which killed her instantly. By doing so, she saved the city of Natan. Yaddle was 483 years old. Oh, damn. She's hella young compared to Yoda.
Yeah.
483-year-old time of death. Yaddle was the last Jedi Council member to die before the Clone Wars, where her place was being filled by Shaak Ti. That's why Shaak Ti was there.
And Shaak Ti is the same species as Ahsoka Tano.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Shaak Ti, was Shaak Ti her master? Was originally... No, she wasn't her master. That was fucking...
No, Ahsoka was only ever under Anakin.
But they met each other. I think I remember some episodes where they met each other.
Yeah, I think so.
Devo and Gooch, maybe Devo knows this more intensely than Gooch, because Gooch didn't watch the
yeah, I don't
movies
know
as much. Am I mistaken? Remember the scene where Obi-Wan goes into where the younglings are and they have like some... like, you know, star map of the fucking
star map, yeah.
And there's like a bunch of little Padawans there. Was there a Yoda species in that group?
No.
No, I don't
there
think
was,
so.
There was a little lizard man, but I know what you're talking about. It wasn't a Yoda species.
Maybe he was in, because she said he'd been trained by multiple Jedi masters. I was like, fuck, was he in that scene?
Yeah, so I was watching a YouTube video earlier, and I'll have to go back and find it so I could properly credit them, but they were mentioning how, it was from New Rockstars, and they were going back on like the timeline for Grogu, like knowing that he's 50 in this and that he was a part, like he was alive during Order 66. And so what New Rockstars was thinking was that because of the way that the Yoda species ages, even though he's very young, he's still like... you know, these young kids are training in the Force, they go from like 5 to 6, and for, you know, Grogu, it's going to be like, you know, that same time period in for his species is going to be a lot shorter. So they're thinking that he was in a separate training area for like maybe Yoda's species isn't the only one that ages like that, but for a slower developing species, so that way they could be trained properly, or at least trained differently. Because Ahsoka even says that when he was at the time of Order 66, somebody had taken him from the temple and hid him somewhere. Yeah. So there's something there. So that means that at that time, because we've even seen Revenge of the Sith, that Anakin just straight up goes in that room and all the kids like, oh, Master Anakin, what are we gonna do? And homie's like, and that fucking slices them all up. So Grogu wasn't a part of those kids, obviously. So either A, he wasn't training with them at the time, or he was in a completely different part of the Jedi temple. So, but so for chapter 13, Clint, you got a smashing 12 points. That matches your season high of 12. I've reached my season high at 10.5 points, and Lucho, you got 4.5 points for this episode as well. So, total standings as it stands right now, Clint continues the lead at 39 points. I've got 22. Gooch, you're coming in strong at 12. It's getting close between you and I. One bad episode, which for me, we'll go into in a little bit, could be this upcoming episode. But before we get into our chapter 14 predictions, I want to hear you guys' thoughts on chapter 13, the Jedi.
Is that the name of the episode?
It was called the Jedi. The moment I saw the name of the name, I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't have to watch the episode. I didn't have to watch the episode. I was like, fuck.
That brings up before we continue that brings up a interesting dilemma for me. So my big thing is I'm still hanging my hat on this. I want to get your guys' opinion to see where we stand on this. But I have said with great joy and great just enthusiasm that there are no Jedi in this season or in this series. We've got Ahsoka Tano. She's not a part of the Jedi Order. Everybody in the goddamn episode called her a Jedi. When Mando was like, you're the Jedi, she never once was like, no, I'm not, or yes, I am.
She's a Jedi, dude.
I think she's a Jedi, Devo.
She's a Jedi, man. You're talking about like a true like Jedi Order, right?
It doesn't exist at this point.
The Jedi isn't somebody that uses the Force.
No.
The Jedi is a specific religion, a specific sect of Force.
But she is a Jedi,
She
though.
Has. But But she's not a part of that order anymore, and she willingly left.
That's what I'm saying. There is no order, but she's still a Jedi.
For all we know, there's a brand new Jedi Order on some other planet being constructed by Luke Skywalker.
Dude, you're freaking splitting her, dude. She's a Jedi.
All right, if something happens season three and they're like, yeah, she's not a Jedi, there's no other Jedi, then I get 1,000 points.
She's a Jedi, Paul.
Season long picks, did any of them get cashed in or knocked out this week?
Let me take a look here real quick.
Because I know one of mine was that a Jedi would appear.
You said Luke would be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Mando would fall in love with Ahsoka. Hasn't happened yet.
Gooch said that. I didn't say that.
Was that Gooch?
It might have been.
Oh, yeah, I don't have anybody's names. That was Lucho, yeah. Because he's all about that love. All right, so no Jedi at all. I'm going to big fat zero there. You said Jedi would appear this season, so you'll get your 3 points there, Clint.
One and a half.
Oh, that's right. Season. Don't want to make it any harder for us. Actually, that's 100.
They had no chemistry, Gooch. I'm sorry.
No, I actually think that she may not even show up again in this whole.
That's what I'm saying. They had no chemistry.
Yeah, I agree.
She may never show up again in the whole series.
I don't think so. I think she was just a one off. To be honest with you. Mm.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It sucks
because
she looks so much like her. God damn!
I thought she did a good job. I mean, her act was a little bit rough at times, but I think she did a good job.
I think it was to kind of show that she's like super strong in the Force. She's confident.
Yeah.
She might have the wisdom of a master.
Anyways, I thought the episode was good. I had a good time. The throwbacks of Grand Admiral Thrawn was awesome. Like even like the magistrate was did a great job.
I thought that I loved it. Obviously, I loved the episode. I was originally wondering, like, was that fucking Michael Biehn? It is Michael Biehn.
It is Michael Biehn.
Yes.
Yeah, I loved some of the dialogue. He was like, "What is that thing?" He's like, "I keep it around for luck."
Yeah.
And fools all, you're gonna need it.
The Beskar spear was cool. They said it was a forest planet. That was no fucking forest planet. That was a deforested planet and shit. Mm. That creature looked like an AT-AT, I thought. I don't know what the fuck that creature was. I was like, is that an AT-AT? No, it's a fucking creature. It looks just like an AT-AT. Whatever. We learned that lightsabers can't cut through Beskar.
Yeah, that's weird.
That was interesting. I thought
although she had a white lightsaber, Devo. Did that make?
Yeah.
Is that? I know that might be part of your, argument towards the fact that she's not a Jedi because her lightsaber is white now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was brought up in Rebels, and one of the reasons why they're white is because the reasons why they're white is because she had gotten those lightsabers from a fucking Inquisitor, a Dark Inquisitor that Vader had trained. And so apparently the way that the Sith do it is when they get the saber crystals, they bleed the crystals and that's what makes them red. And so she cleansed that bleeding of it. So they're just pure white now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
but yeah, she had those in the cartoon and that's exactly how they were. And they looked awesome. Yeah. And there's even a couple of moves. Like if you look online where she's like, when she lights them up and she lights them both at the same time, but like in a single line, that's straight from the cartoon. The way she holds her lightsaber in reverse grip, that's how she started, with all her lightsaber moves and stuff, at the beginning of the Clone Wars series. I mean, one thing that's awesome about the Clone Wars and Rebels is that they make the Jedi look so badass. And even with the sequel movies and even a little bit in the prequels, they never really, I think, did the Jedi justice to make them look like they were these great warriors. But, I mean, just this episode alone was like almost taking the animation and putting it in live action, and it was beautiful. Just the way that, whether it was Rosario Dawson, her stunt double, obviously the way that Dave Filoni had directed it. It was just, to me, it was perfect. It is also the highest rated Mandalorian episode on IMDb right now with a 9.7.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm still kind of teetering back and forth between whether or not this one or The Marshals my favorite episode. You know, The Marshals got that, it takes you straight to old school Star Wars with the sand people, and you got the Boba Fett armor, and then you get the Boba Fett at the end. But this one's got Ahsoka Tano. You know, you hear, you learn Grogu's name. You got Michael Biehn in it. You know, just the way that you get this intense action at the beginning, and then you get these sort of like samurai and old Western stare downs at the end. It was just like the episode was really, really good.
You know what, Devo? Yeah, it actually felt like Star Wars and not like The Mandalorian. It really did.
I will give you that. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I was pissed off at the end, though. I was like, so let me get this straight. You told old boy that he has to do this, this, and this, and basically take down a whole goddamn, you know, town with two people in order for you to train the kid. And then at the end, you just say, nah, I can't do it. Like, what the fuck? You just reneged on your damn promise. Maybe she isn't a fucking Jedi, Devo.
Dude.
Well,
she even said she was going to do it. She knows better.
Yeah, because she's like, I sense so much fear in you. Yeah. And then she's like, I know what happens when you have an emotional attachment. It's happened to the best of us, which was her old master. Yeah. Yeah. And then even still, like, she's like, I can't do it. But here's another fucking MacGuffin to go chase after. Yeah. So I think that's a perfect segue into getting into our chapter 14 predictions.
Let's do it.
Gooch, do you want to go first?
I'll go first. Oh, man. you know, these episodes throw such curveballs at me, because I really thought it was another filler, to be honest with you. That's why I thought. Because it was, they skipped a filler, and this definitely wasn't one of them. So, I'm going to go again. It's going to be a filler, but it's going to be an Empire filler. So I do believe that in the next episode, he's gonna run into the Empire again, but not the Dark Troopers just yet. So he's gonna run into the Empire, another stupid faction of the Empire. Not a faction that was affiliated with the Empire, an Imperial group.
Yeah, for sure.
This time. So that, I gotta make that difference, because otherwise I'll just make the same prediction twice, and that's just stupid. Now, the planet, they still haven't had a nice big space-based episode, which I'm shocked they haven't. They had good ones in the first season. I thought this last episode was going to be their space-based episode. I want to say I'm going to go out there again. It's going to be a space-based episode. We're going to see fighters. We're going to see a space station. It's almost exactly what, I don't want to make it exactly like the one, so I'm not going to say it's going to be like 100% on the space station. I would say it's going to be around the space station, and it might even be like a trading post, like the one that's in the new game, Devo. It's like an asteroid trading post. So okay. I want to say they're going to reach there, because they're going to need provisions to get to go wherever they're going to go. I doubt they're going to reach the new planet just yet. I think the last two episodes are going to be that planet, and that's when you're going to have like a 2 hour long episode. So I think that's what that one's going to be. So this next episode is going to be them traveling there. So that's my second episode. That's my second prediction, that it's going to be a space based episode. I guess that's three predictions. They're going to reach an asteroid or some sort of space station that's like a provision or a black market trader station. And then they're going to run into Imperials there, obviously, because the Imperials are everywhere.
And like maybe Black Sun or something?
Come on. That'd be awesome.
Dude, we got Boba Fett. We got Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. You know what? Fuck it. This is going to be my wild. You know who's going to be on that fucking, on that Talon card? You know who that is, Devo?
Talon Card? I do know Talon Card.
Do you know
Card.
Talon Card? Okay.
Oh, shit. That's gonna
be my super, super wild one. Dude, Talon Card is going to be running the space station.
It's part of the Grand Admiral Thrawn series.
Exactly
isn't it?
Right. So the only thing Okay,
this is
so
like an extended universe fans' wet dream.
The problem is that she mentioned other Jedi that may have survived. I'm like, Drew C. Both? Is that the Jedi that that she's talking about? But he's a clone. He was an ancient Jedi. Yes, that's true.
You know who's going to be? Oh, dude! Now that you mentioned Talon Card, you know who's going to be? You know who's going to be that other Jedi?
No,
that's going to reach out to him. Maybe. Yeah, of course it is, fool. You know it's going to be that sweet, sexy fire crotch.
Ugh.
Who?
The Emperor's Hand, Mara Jade.
Mara Jade. Ah,
Luke's old lady.
At this point, it should be still his lady. So either way, all right. So that I had four. That's four. Did I have four? I did have four.
That's
Talon Card, my super wild card. Ah, man, I don't. You know what? I'm gonna throw another one in. I think that you know his group, his pirate group that he met up, or like this group that he used to run with. They escaped, right, with that episode in the first season, or some of them did, right? Mando, his old crew.
With Bill Burr. And Clancy Brown.
I think he's gonna run into them again, and they're gonna help do a little help with that.
Okay.
Mm.
Bill Burr's crew.
Because it might not be him. It might be just the big guy, and then like the chick that you know he had a thing with.
They were all alive except for the brother.
The brother, and the dude from Batman Begins.
Yes,
the dude from Batman Begins.
Okay, that's good five. That's a good. They're out there.
I like it. All right, Clinaris, you are up.
All right, my friends. I think this is a week where you guys might be able to catch up on me because I am. You know, they've been building up to this, to what happened in this episode for some episodes now. And obviously we know that the Moff Gideon has a tracker on the Razor Crest.
Yes.
So you know that's going to culminate. It's going to crescendo to something at the very end of the season, I think, like Gooch mentioned. But as far as this next episode, I think it's like a kind of a blank slate. We know where he's going to. But the likelihood that he just gets there at the beginning of the next episode is very unlikely, given the fact that there's a couple other things. Boba Fett's out there, all these other things. But I think Moff Gideon is going to be in the next episode. And then I think that he'll kind of just my view for like vision of what's going to happen in the next couple episodes. I think Moff Gideon will appear in this episode, but it won't be like the final confrontation that they have at the end of the season. Just because he has the tracker, and I'm like, oh, if you're Moff Gideon, how long are you going to wait? You know what I mean? Before you come after him. So I think that they're going to find him with the tracker before he gets to, is it Tython is the name of the planet?
Yeah.
Before they get to Tython, I think they're going to find him with the tracker, and I think Moff Gideon will be in the episodes. That's like one and two, I think.
Yeah.
My third pick is that, just like Gooch, I think this episode will primarily take place in space. I don't think it's going to take place on a planet. I think we're due for a space episode, because in the movies it happens a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I think during the course of that space episode, I think that he's going to be chased. Mando will be in the Razor Crest, and he'll be chased by something. I don't know. I don't want to go too far into it because I have no clue whether it's those. I remember, Devo, you mentioned that some of those droids were like maybe brains from pilots or something, and that they could
droids. Yeah,
yeah, they could control a craft, but they couldn't actually like do anything else other than that. I think maybe we get something like that, but he's going to get chased by something. Gooch thought some fighters or something like that. And I think, ultimately, the way that Mando is going to resolve the episode is that he's going to have to board another ship. And then you'll get some fighting on the ship and stuff like that. I can't really think of much else what's going to happen. I think, so obviously, someone else is going to appear in the episode. It's not just going to be Mando and Gorgu in the damn Razor Crest the whole damn episode being chased by people. There's obviously going to be some intrigue that happens. I have no clue what it is, so I think I'm just going to stick with those four or five picks, whatever they were, Devo. But I can't go into much detail. I'm just like a blank for what's going to happen next after this.
I feel both you guys, and I feel like I think we're all on a similar vibe right now. I'm playing a little bit more conservative this week because after what happened this last episode, I literally have no clue where we're going to go. And obviously, we haven't seen a lot of this stuff in the trailer, so who knows what's going to happen. But fucking, you know, I got some stuff. Let's get our crazy hats on because I'm going to get crazy again.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
I have a lot of ideas out there. I think some of them might sound like they would counteract each other, but I think you could fit them all in the same episode, especially if it's a little bit of a longer episode than they've done in the past couple. So I have a feeling that I agree this is going to be a Moff Gideon-centric episode. And it's going to be not all about Moff Gideon, but he's going to be the main feature of this. So you're going to get that filler aspect, but it's not going to be filler in the sense that Mando is going to be off doing something, because I think at this point he's going straight to Tython. But we're not going to follow that journey just yet, because we're going to have to go back, or not have to, but we're going to go back to Moff Gideon. So it is going to be a Moff Gideon-centric episode. I do think that they are going to make the Tython at some point.
In the episode.
Oh, so I think they are going to get there, whether it's at the beginning, the middle, the end, or whatnot. And I have a feeling that when they get there, there's going to be a dark presence. There's going to be, because Ahsoka was like, oh, you know, I sense fear in you. And after that, this is the conspiracy theories on the internet, but, you know, somebody put together a slide of some of the Force examples that Grogu's done, and, you know, he choked out Cara Dune when she thought that he was hurting Din. So homie's like, he's not afraid to pull the trigger on anybody if it's going to be hurting him or Din. So I think there's going to be a dark presence there, and it's going to start to call him, and it's going to do something weird. I think that Grogu is going to be put on that stone, and there might be an expectation or a sense that because of Order 66, there's not going to be a connection, but I'm calling there's going to be two connections. One, I think that Grogu is going to connect with whomever the subject is from Chapter 12.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So remember when the cloner was like, we need more, or not the subject, the donor or whomever. Whomever that person is has to have some sort of Force sensitivity and has the blood of Grogu in them. So once Grogu starts reaching out from the Force, from this special stone, there's going to be that connection there. So that person's going to know, okay, Grogu's out there still. I know where to go get him. And I also think that Grogu is going to connect with somebody on the light side. And I think it's going to be the ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
I'm calling Ewan McGregor. They're bringing out Ewan McGregor. A lot of media this fool's done. He's got the Obi-Wan look. I know they're producing that Obi-Wan spinoff series. I think this is going to be a perfect time to reintroduce everybody's favorite Scotsman.
They said he was on set in costume during this filming of this, right?
For Mando?
Yes.
There it is, dog. There it is.
He said it was a test, right? But who knows?
A fucking test. It's fucking because he's recording a goddamn Force ghost. I think that the tracker is going to come into play here, but not necessarily go straight after. I don't think he's going to go straight after Mando on Tython. I think that Gideon is going to go to Corvus. And Ahsoka may be there. She may not be there. I'm not going to put that in my prediction, but I think that Gideon is going to recover the Magistrate, get her free. Why? Because she has the knowledge... possibly has the knowledge as to where Grand Admiral Thrawn is, and I think Gideon's looking for him as well.
Wait, didn't she die?
I don't know what the hell happened to her.
They didn't show, but I'm assuming that's what she did.
I thought she was in shackles.
Was she?
I don't know.
Maybe I might have been too tired.
I just assumed that she got, you know, sliced and diced.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. But going back to my Obi-Wan connection, I have a feeling that we're going to get another MacGuffin. It's going to come from Obi-Wan, and he's going to say, hey, I know what you're looking for. There's only one place where I know this exists. It's where I used to live on Tatooine.
Mm.
Obi-Wan's going to send Mando back to Tatooine, and that's where the culmination of the season is going to start. Why? Because we're going to get the world's most famous bounty hunter involved again. He's not going to be in this episode. Boba Fett will be in Chapter 15.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, shit. Man. I don't know.
Going hard, baby.
Devo, you had me like getting excited there. I mean, not aroused or anything like that, but.
Oh, no, it was. I heard the pants get tight.
Well, yeah, man, if he went to that place and he actually went evil, you could potentially set up this Gorgu, which is a name that doesn't. If he was like going to be this like cutesy creature, the name doesn't actually sound too cutesy. It almost sounds like the name of like an evil character almost. Gorgu.
It's like naming your child Ethel.
And I was like, what if he did go bad, and if they did another like series beyond, you know, the Skywalker saga, maybe something surrounded around Daisy Ridley's characters or something like that. And what if Gorgu was the baddie?
Well,
could be possible.
It could be possible. You know? I mean, 30 years on, they haven't even mentioned it. So I will.
Yeah, but I mean, like 30 years from now, there could be a lot of things that could happen, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a thought that hit me. I was like, whoa, man.
Bonkers.
Well, it was a good episode. So, that's what I was
saying. It was a really good episode. And it sounds like we are expecting good things for episode, for chapter 15 coming up. It sounds like we all think it's going to be another slobber knocker. So we're just going to have to wait and see. So for anybody watching, this episode is going to be on all our pod feeds on Tuesday. If you haven't already, follow us on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. We will be broadcasting live every Friday or Saturday night on Facebook as well, on Twitch, on YouTube, on Twitter, all the good stuff. Give us a follow. Let us know what you think. Stick around, because we're going to go straight into our Welcome to Show episode, and we're going to talk about a hilarious movie.
See you guys next week.